Seated under tall windows and wearing simple clothing, North Korean painters are hard at work in China. The 9 artists are putting canvases on picture frames and copying landscape images from computers. One artist listens to an electronic device as he paints a group of running horses onto his canvas. The artists, all of them men, have come to the Chinese border town of Dandong from Mansude Art Studio. That art studio is North Korea's largest producer of art. Other North Korean artists work in similar businesses along the border. Chinese have begun collecting art, and North Korean art is much easier and cheaper for them to obtain, said Park Yong-jung. He is with the Korea Culture and Tourism Institute, a group based in the South Korean capital, Seoul.
The North Korean government operates Mansude. The art studio creates statues, wall posters, and more. United Nations experts say it has built statues and markers in at least 15 African countries. The experts reported in February that a part of the business, called Mansude Overseas Projects, helps the North Korean government raise money. A diplomat at the North's diplomatic office in Geneva said Mansude had nothing to do with financing for weapons manufacturing. The Reuters news agency reported that no one from the art studio could be reached. The UN Security Council banned Mansude's statue business in 2016. 2 months ago, council members blacklisted the art studio after the North Korean government carried out weapons tests. Diplomats say the UN action will prevent the studio from doing business. With this listing, anything Mansude produces cannot be bought and should be frozen per the asset freeze, said a Security Council diplomat who did not want to be identified. What do the Security Council's measures mean for existing Mansude art? In Beijing, a business called the Mansude Art Gallery claims to be the studio's official overseas gallery. Its head said the UN sanctions have had no effect on his business. The Dandong Center, on the Chinese border, works with Mansude, said its chief, Gai Longji. Asked on the day the sanctions took effect if they would hurt the art studio, he did not answer directly. We don't do politics, he said. We do art. The Reuters news agency spoke to at least 30 art experts and people who have sold North Korean art. Many said that the market for such art does not earn much money, especially in comparison to the possible $1 billion North Korea raises each year by selling coal and other minerals.
In China, the demand for North Korean art has been growing. Dandong is a popular attraction for travelers. Visitors try North Korean food, watch North Korean women sing and dance, and buy North Korean paintings. Kun de Koester teaches Korean studies at Leiden University in the Netherlands. He said Mansude is not the only business selling North Korean artwork. There's studios all across the country, he said. Other famous studio names include Peiko and the Central Arts Studio. Even with the sanctions, the art studios are still able to do business, Dandong traders say. Paintings from Mansude could be sold under the name of an art studio that is yet to be named in UN sanctions. Two businessmen said paintings have long been accepted instead of money in the region. In the Chinese city of Yanjing, antiques dealer Zhao Xiangchen said people usually roll up one or two paintings and carry them across the border to him. Since the sanctions were announced, Zhao said Chinese customs officials have become more watchful. "But I'm playing the long game," he said. "I still think there's a huge latent demand for North Korean art in the Chinese market. That's only set to grow." I'm Lucia Malonig.
And I'm John Russell.